A survey of the need for transit sparked a discussion by city politicians. It included ways to provide the service to the industrial park without depending on provincial transit funding. Kate Watson, executive director of Seminole Economic Development Society, reported to council's May 19th development and planning meeting. She said a recent survey showed 21 of the 35 businesses who responded said their employees are affected by transportation issues. Watson said 31 jobs were lost in the past 2 years due to transportation problems. Two employers wrote that they screen applicants out of the hiring process if they don't have a transportation plan. One employer noted they don't get as many job applicants because of the lack of transportation. Watson told the meeting she would like to follow up with a survey of employees to get a more accurate picture of what's needed. Councillor Debbie Cannon said she'd like to know the total number of businesses and how many have night or graveyard shifts. Alternatives to transit buses mentioned included potentially underutilized vehicles such as buses at seniors' residences or tourism businesses, as well as school buses. Councillor Tim Lavery suggested that if a group were set up to consider options, the city could be part of that. David Simmons for CKVS News and the Local Journalism Initiative, reading for Martha Wickett.